breathlessly, I say, hello, it's WMFO Medford. 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. Mike on the mic here on a Thursday night, he says with a lilt in his voice. But yes, yes I am. And we're here for 3 hours. It's me and Mike and Mark and Eric and Cast Irons and Angela and all kinds of people here. So might even have some live music. So stick around if you can. We'll be here till midnight. I'm going to start you off with some music that came out last year in August, I believe, by a band from the UK called Rainbreakers. Really like them a lot. One of them's friends with me on Facebook. Hey, I know. It's really exciting. They're really do a nice blend of rock and roll and blues. Their first full length came out, as I said, in August. The album's Face to Face. This one is called Heavy Soul, starting us off this evening at WMFO Medford.
Every day you're coming down on me. You're taking all my liberties. Never seen anyone like you. Make me feel the way.
got a painting of you. You're drowning in the deep blue sea. Can't forget you. You know you make me. And it's as easy as the 1, 2, 3. You won't go with me. Something more than meets the naked.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Right.
WMFO Medford. 9:17 in the evening. I almost said morning because that's what I do.
I used to be in here at night.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
There you go. No. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming for their first annual radio hang.
Hopefully.
WMFO.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And we have Mark Krulowitz in the studio.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have the Cast Irons.
Good evening.
And we have Angela over there.
Hello.
And we have Alex from the Desperate Hours in the other room eating pizza. And
it's good pizza.
And we have Bob Nelson from WMWM in the other room eating pizza.
It's good pizza. I already said that, didn't I? And I'm the other Mike.
I'm a Mike, too.
Yeah. So we're all here today. We're here for 3 hours till about midnight. Yeah. And hopefully this will be an annual thing where we have like a holiday radio hang.
That's right.
All right, well, let me tell you what I did in the first set. I started off with that UK band called the Rainbreakers. Their first full-length release is Face to Face. That was Heavy Soul. The Shelters, just a great band that was Really Wanted You. Will Daly, local luminary, Will Daly. He's so good.
How good is he?
A couple years ago, he did a record that took him around the world, won a lot of awards here in Boston, Best Album, Best Male Vocalist.
Can't go around the world if it's still flat.
Is it flat?
Some people are saying.
Oh. That was Why Do I by Will Daly. Who let you out?
I don't know.
O Positive, another local band, legendary, from 1990s, Toy Boat CD. That was Back in My Mind, a request from Mike Maloney, and Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes from a record called Having a Party with Southside Johnny. Yeah.
And nice. You know what?
Trapped
those
again.
Last two bands I saw in concert.
Yeah.
Southside Johnny, it was an 8-hour show at Old Orchard Beach.
Eight? What? Wow.
8 hours.
How does that happen?
At a fairgrounds.
How does that work?
It was at, I forget the name of the fairground, but it was Clarence Clemens, Jay Giles, Southside Johnny. I think John Bon Jovi showed up.
and they were all on stage playing together?
Pretty much at the end.
Hmm.
Wow. And I mean, we're all sleeping in the grass at that point. But
sleeping because of the grass?
No, not me. And I saw O Positive in the basement of a Bentley University dorm. And that was an
were they
amazing,
playing or just
they
hanging?
Were playing. It was an amazing show.
I saw O Positive at the Paradise. Man, I love that band.
Great band.
You know something?
No.
I think we should have Angela read a PSA. Come on over here, Angela.
I think I saw O Positive at the Adams Inn in Quincy 20 years ago.
All right.
I know that. Yes.
Okay. Speak right up, Panty. I know you love this.
Here's the
you
got
to speak
right
into this mic because it's... Put it up close.
It's not so good.
Yeah.
The Don't Drink and Drive PSA.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why we picked that one.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Education Radio.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah, very well done.
All right,
so Mr. Hurwitz, would you like to talk about some closing restaurants?
Yeah, I have some really bad news, as usual.
This is what we can depend on you for.
Yeah.
So you're from Hidden Boston.
I am.
HiddenBoston.com.
And I'm
Boston.
An anonymous food writer, so any pictures cannot go on social media.
That's right.
Hint, hint.
You're just a stick figure.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a cartoon character.
Yep, and your blog is...
Boston Restaurant Talk, plus Dig Boston, a couple radio stations we won't mention here, unless you want me to.
You can if you want.
Okay, WBZ with Jordan Rich.
Oh, you can't
mention that. And I'll be doing some work with the great Michael Morata on Indy 617, who used to be with FNX.
Yeah, you'll be on there some Wednesday mornings?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
That's awesome.
But no one tops you, Mike. Can I have more pizza now?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Great.
So you just did a year-end edition, too, of the favorite spots of 2018 as well?
Yeah. Yeah. And boy, I mean, there were some great restaurants this year.
Massimo's in Wakefield. Boy, what a great place that is.
Hey, that got a best of Best Italian.
Yeah.
2018. How old am I? next year, I could be part of the White Sox here, the Shoeless Joe Jackson group.
Yeah, that's coming right up.
Massimo's got best of Publico. As far as my Dig Boston reviews, Publico in South Boston is unbelievable. I think we need to all go there sometime. A little expensive, but great place.
It's all right, as long as it's good food.
Oh, really good food.
All right,
yeah.
With expensive.
Oh yeah, expensive's okay. So that was one of the restaurants of the year, along with Ganko in Coolidge Corner, which is ramen, incredible ramen. It's like $12 for one of the best meals you'll ever have in your life. Huh. But why don't we get to the bad news, which is...
That's what I count on you for.
Yeah. three really big restaurants are closing on Monday, which happens to be New Year's Eve.
Hmm.
The biggest is probably L'Espalier, which has been around forever. It's in the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in the Preux area.
Question, are they going to have, are they going to do New Year's and that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah, they have some special nights coming up in the next few nights, and yeah, that'll be it. And okay, and that's it for him. He's got something else in the works, Frank McClellan. So that was earth-shaking when it came out. I think it was yesterday afternoon. Erbalucci, which is in Bay Village and considered one of the best Italian restaurants in Boston. And it's one of those industry restaurants where a lot of chefs go there and food critics. And they're closing New Year's Eve. And I don't know what he's going to do. He might come back at another space, but that's another huge closing. And then I just found out that Shepherd, which is between Porter and Harvard Square in Cambridge, is shutting down. They were a French restaurant. They got into a controversy with a wood-fired grill that the neighbors said they, you know, they, people with asthma, they couldn't breathe, and they had to shut down the wood-fired grill, and then just things, I don't know.
Wow.
They're gonna reconcept the place. We're not sure what they're going to do, but it used to be, as we were talking about a minute ago, Chez Henri, which was one of my favorite restaurants anywhere. They had the Cubano, incredible Cuban sandwiches. So three big restaurants on the same day are shutting down. And that it's not a good way to usher in the new year. Cause,
that's lousy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bumming us out here.
Hey,
in the first
anytime.
Hour.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
That's great.
Yeah.
You've been saying before that it's not just maybe the rents, but basically getting good help is some of the restaurants are closing.
Well, yeah. One of the big things is that there are too many restaurants, not enough workers, so they can't find people. Mm-hmm. And a couple of restaurants have actually shut down because they literally could not find people to work there.
I think that was like Blue Ginger or something happened with them. They're going to a different format or something?
It might have been, yeah. There were a couple names. They might have had an issue with that. Mm. But there's been a few up in the North Shore, like in Salem, where they just can't find people at all, especially back of the house. So if you're a cook or a chef, you're in great shape because you can go anywhere at this point.
Wow.
But too many empty seats, too many restaurants.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks, Mark.
Hey, anytime, you know.
All right, and before I go into another set of music, I just want to highlight the fact that the Cast Irons are here, at least half of the Cast Irons are here.
Hey.
Yep. Eric Downing, Bob French.
Yes.
Eric's lead singer.
Doing?
Bob is bass player.
Yeah, I don't
sing.
I don't sing.
Yeah, God, I hope not.
What he makes up for not singing, he collects things, and we get to play those things.
Guitars, and lots of them.
Absolutely.
So you guys brought guitars, and after this next set, you're going to play some acoustic stuff for us.
Yeah.
I just want to play I'm a Lumberjack for you.
Okay.
It's radio, so nobody gets to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's wearing such a cool hat.
I know. Oh, yeah.
It's like
orange.
It's what a lumberjack would wear.
The last time I saw orange plaid.
Oh, it's on my head. Absolutely.
Right. Well, somewhere in Scotland, they're appreciating that.
All right. So Cast Iron's coming up after this next set. Mark, this is one of your favorites from this year. Matthew Sweet came out with a record called Tomorrow's Daughter.
Yeah, and who figured he'd be back? I mean, that huge album he had, what was that? That was late 80s, early 90s, maybe?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Great record.
He shows record. Up and he has this great music out again.
Yeah, well, he's just power popping the way that he was before. It's very impressive. This one here is called Runaway.
Man, I won't
WMFO Medford, 9:43 in the morning. Mike on the mic with a bunch of people. Did I say morning?
You said morning.
Well, it's not like I do mornings or anything.
I know. Yeah. I just want to say, Alex from the Desperate Hours, want to say goodbye. He had to leave. He left the party here. But Bob Nelson from WMWM has stepped in. Hi, Bob.
How you doing? Good to be back here again. I've done some like fill-ins and everything, and just hanging around with you around the holidays before.
And tell them what shows you do at WMWM.
Okay, we have What's Happening at noon to 3 p.m., 91.7 in Salem, and then right afterwards we've got an acoustic show. I've been known to fill in for that. And then on Sundays, usually in the afternoon, sometimes in the morning, we have a blues show, The Juke Joint, which goes back to 1988. And I go back to 1981. I've been there continuously
I hear they built the building around you.
Something like that. And Alex, who was here, used to be on after me. He was doing the jazz show.
See?
3 to 6, right after The Juke Joint. I knew you, Alex. Of course, I haven't seen you in 20
this
years.
This whole club is like incestuous.
Yes, I know.
Something like that. We've got something in common, WM, the first two call letters. So.
Well, guess what? We have a big treat in the studio right now.
We do. Let me tell everybody what I play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire King. I don't know why they're not fantastic. We love Fire King.
I don't know why they're not world famous. Fire King finished off that set from their incredible record they put out. It's a double record in 2015 called Double Trouble. That was Slow Motion.
Go out and buy it.
Yeah, it was great. We just saw them play the other day at the Midway.
Yes.
Fantastic. Jellyfish, a nice power pop outfit from their record in 1993 called Spilt Milk. That was New Mistake. Everybody's ears perked up on that one. They're such a great band, Jellyfish, and nobody knows who the hell they are.
Yes.
That's awesome. Graham Nash and David Crosby, people don't know who they are. They put out a record together. There was Immigration Man. That's kind of apropos now.
You think?
Yeah, it is. John Lennon from Double Fantasy Stripped Down version in 1990. That was a reissue, of course. I'm Losing You. And Matthew Sweet, speaking of power pop, just last year, a record called Tomorrow's Daughter, that was Runaway. And we have some actual musicians here in the studio. From the Cast Irons. We do, those guys.
Sure.
Yeah, Eric and Bob from the Cast Irons.
How y'all doing?
Lead singer and bass player, respectively.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to play things, are you? What are you going to do?
We're going to play things.
We're going to play stuff.
Things.
I'm sorry to say things. I meant stuff.
No, it was things and stuff.
The first song
is going to be things. The next one's going to be stuff. No, the first one we're going to play is a newer one. Not sure anybody has heard it.
It's a premiere here. WMFO.
Premiere, yes. This one is called By the Light of the Moon.
Haven't heard that.
Yeah, no.
Awesome.
You have not.
Nope.
Yeah, I sort of wrote the lyrics after listening to Sting's Moon Over Bourbon Street for whatever reason.
Oh, I love that song.
Sort of vampy sort of content that he wrote about. So, yeah. And so this was kind of in response to that.
All right.
You know, this thing's kind of cool in my book. But
50% of the Cast Irons here at WMFO.
You bitten by the light of the moon. Taken by the cold of the moon, under darkness, moonlight will turn so. Blood is burning hot.
Science here at WMFO.
Thank you.
Very cool. In the light of the moon, right?
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Cool.
Really, really nice.
You liked it, man.
I really did. You got some other tracks for us too?
Yeah. Let's do another one. Let's do Any Port in a Storm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do Any Port.
I'm looking for shelter.
I saw that you guys are posting a couple of gigs coming up. Do you happen to remember what they are off the top of your hats?
Yeah. so let's see. January 19th, we're going to be playing the Central Tavern in Milford, Mass. First time there. And we do have a opener, but we're not quite sure who the opener is going to be, or I would plug them. Very happy to have that gig. It's going to be fun. Let's see. We have a couple in March that are going on.
Gulu
Cafe in Salem.
Yes.
Actually, on March 9th, I believe. I think it's a Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. And the following weekend, we are playing Ryan Time in Leominster, Mass, I believe. It's on a Friday or Saturday night. But you can always check us out on the Facebook. And You go to the Facebook, and it'll take you to Instagram and our website as well, which will have all that information.
So you just search The Cast Irons on the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just checking.
You've heard of the Facebook.
I have.
Other than that, we're actually trying to get back in the studio, and we're going to be working with Mark Daly, who did the first 9 songs that we've already released from the Broken Hearts Club EP.
How can they get that?
So you can get that via
Bandcamp.
Yeah. So our Facebook has a link directly to the Bandcamp site, and you can actually purchase that. You can purchase a song. You can purchase all 9 songs. And we've got, you know, swag as well. We've got T-shirts and stuff that you can probably get through the site. And
a couple of coffee cups, don't we, Mike?
Yes,
yeah, we do.
Coffee cups.
the artwork is awesome.
And there's a brilliant artist from Salem. And if Corey were here, he would let us know who that artist was. And I feel shameful for not knowing that person off the top. But
it's like a creature, isn't it?
It's a small a whale, which is pretty huge. But then there's this huge giant leviathan sort of looking octopus or whatever it is that's engulfing this.
It's not scary
whale.
Though. It's just
it's creepy.
Yeah, but weird. Not scary.
Creepy, but
and
really cool.
It. Yeah, absolutely. It's
creepy
so
and cool. Says Bob.
Can you purchase your CD at your shows?
Yes, you can. Yes. You can purchase our CD at the shows. You can purchase T-shirts, and we do have pins as well for all those who.
You can listen to it. I think you can listen to it 7 times before you have to actually buy it. So you can
on Bandcamp.
Yeah, you can go through stuff and figure out what you like and what you don't.
Okay. Yeah,
go
absolutely.
To the website.
So you can go to the website at
castirons.com.
Yeah, it's thecastirons.com.
That was a tough one to remember.
We're
laughing with you, not at you.
Thank you, Ange.
Sure.
The Cast Irons. What?
All right. Do you guys want to do one more, or should I just...
We're musicians. We're not good with this whole business stuff.
Yeah, no, we should be better at this stuff. Do you want to do Girl? Want to do Girl?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do one called Girl, right?
Girl, yeah.
Very, very nice. The Cast Irons.
We play good music. We're not really good with this whole business thing.
We've noticed.
Okay. Who you ask.
Yeah, I suppose.
Live in Studio A.
Where's Corey when you need him?
The non-business people Cast Irons. WMFO.
All right.